So why reincarnation?
It just happened. It was a real conversation I had with my friend. And she was over at my house and we were drinking some beer, and she was a staunch believer in reincarnation. And we just talked about the differences in our thoughts about that. And then I started thinking about, well, if we're getting better each time we're reincarnated, then, you know, I still have a long way to go. So it's not over yet. And then who knows why I jumped to Galileo. I guess I admired his, I don't think it's good for institutions to threaten to put someone to death for discovering something that's true. That bothered me. So I used him as an example of an elevated soul. And it's a little bit tongue in cheek too, you know, with, I had Shirley MacLaine in mind a little bit, and it's a pop song in the end. So just, you know, all that stuff put together. But it started from a conversation.
And before I let you go, what are you listening to right now while we're all shut up in our homes?
Well, I always listen to Bon Iver. I always listen to Young Thug. Katie Pruitt's new music. For pop music, I really like Halsey a lot. Been listening to her. I'm obsessed with the Cyrus singers, Noah and Miley Cyrus. As soon as I stop talking about what I'm listening to, I'll remember 100 things else, but that's kind
sure.
That's kind of part of it.
I was looking at my records because I have like a record player downstairs and I got one upstairs and I just rotate where the records are. But right now, what I've got on my turntable is Kate Tempest and her first record. And I've been listening to Bob Wills and Tommy Duncan with the Texas Playboys. And I've been listening to Brent Cobb, Americana artist. And I've been trying to learn about jazz. So I've got a John Coltrane and a Miles Davis and a Thelonious Monk record that I'm rotating around to try to learn what is jazz? So I really know nothing about it. And I've been wanting to learn more about it. So that's kind of where I'm at. And then I listen to a lot of kids' movie soundtracks because that's what my child listens to.
Oh, sure.
So I'm very familiar with Moana and Aladdin and Frozen, of course. And then my kid is really into Beethoven right now, which is odd, but beautiful. So we listen to these little simplified piano Beethoven things for kids because she's just like, she'll actually be like, that's a beautiful song. What is that called? Like she recognizes things. So that's what's happening in my musical life right now. And of course, Bon Iver, like Emily said, Emily and I both like are shameless, like fans of Justin and Bon Iver. That's what me and Emily have in common the most is that we think he's one of the most brilliant creatures that ever walked the earth.
All that winter in Wisconsin, it's very, very deeply moving to me too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, I appreciate this so much, and obviously, needless to say, appreciate your work, me and my friends and my a cappella group. Appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.